Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, hour number three. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins, the former NBA vet. Chris will be back tomorrow. We appreciate Ryan filling in both Friday and on Monday with all this NBA stuff. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're looking at the game. 1 minute into the third quarter, Ryan, and Brooklyn is up still by 24, which is what they led by at the half. Quickly, give me your thoughts on the first half. I mean, this was a game that I thought Milwaukee had to have. And I thought it would be not a blowout by Milwaukee, but you know what I mean, a hard-fought game. I did not expect a blowout.
For one, man, let's give our roses to Blake Griffin. Everyone said he didn't have it. He wasn't great anymore. He has no knees. I'm not going to call him out, but there's somebody I had to text and said, I told you Blake Griffin was still on. But the defense of the Nets has been spectacular, but more so Blake Griffin, his activity, staying in front of Giannis. He's done an excellent job. Giannis has all of what has he even hit double figures yet?
Yeah, I think so. I think he had a three-point play. He might have
He's got 9 points.
Yep,
okay. But nonetheless, when I'm looking at Brooklyn, Rob, they just present so many problems for your defense. You know, they're playing a small lineup with Blake at the five, but Kevin Durant 7 feet playing four or three or whatever. But they just present so many problems that you have to have these play these wacky lineups to match up with them. But Brooklyn's wacky lineup has Kevin Durant in it, and that's an issue. So,
and here's the other thing, Ryan. Teams. Like, Milwaukee's getting twos, but Brooklyn's getting threes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that doesn't add up.
And then not to mention, you know, when you're rotating and double-teaming, at the end of the day, Joe Harris is just sitting there wide open.
You can't leave him. He is a sharpshooter, man. You cannot – right, who do you leave open? Right? Who do you leave open?
And Bryce Brown is playing inside. Bryce Brown is almost playing like a center. So, I mean, honestly – Brooklyn is looking extremely tough, and the one thing that you have to do is you have to match their offense. So now you get into a situation where you're going pound for pound with Brooklyn, and it just doesn't work out because the Bucks, the one thing they can't do is dictate tempo. And Blake Griffin is doing an A1 effort on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, you maybe say easier said than done, but when Blake was with the Pistons, he was dunk bait a couple times on Giannis, and he couldn't get it done. But he's looking excellent and giving Giannis a headache, and he turned back the hands of time, and he even punched, he dunked on Giannis too. Rob, I know you saw it.
Yeah, no doubt. It's still a 24-point lead with about 9 minutes to go in the third. A long way to go, and Milwaukee will have a run in this. They're not going to win by 20-something. I'd be surprised. But anyway, let's talk to – I want to talk about Luka Doncic. And he averaged 35.7 points in the playoff series against the Clippers. Just was unbelievable, almost unstoppable, Ryan. But I think – We're too quick to want to crown guys, and I'm not saying he's not a great player. I don't want you to think I'm dissing him, or I don't think he's
you're kind of dissing
all that,
him, Rob.
But no,
you're kind
but
of dissing him,
but
Rob.
I'm
in
telling
so many
you,
words.
My issue is he choked.
No,
he choked.
No,
yes, he did.
What?
Ryan, let me make my
case.
How
do you say that he choked, man?
He choked, and here's the problem I have. They won the first two games on the road. You got to win that series when you're him, when you're Luka, and you're playing like that. You got to win one home game, and you win the series. They didn't win a single home game. He didn't play nearly as well. You got to admit this, Ryan. In the fourth quarters, I don't know if it's weight or conditioning or whatever, or they D'd up a much better, but – He wasn't as great as he was earlier in games, right? And you got to win that series. You can't – when you're up 2-0, the Clippers had to win 4 out of 5, and they had to win 3 of those 4 wins had to come on the road.
Let me ask you something,
if
Rob.
If you're that dog, man, I got to win one game. They should have won this series.
Let me ask you something, Rob. Is this Clippers unit, have they been together long? How long would you say they've been together? Core nucleus. How long have they been together, Rob?
2 years.
Okay. Are they defending champs?
No.
So, no, this is a team that's still figuring things out. They don't know who they are. So, what happened is they got down 2-0, and they had to figure out what works for them, what doesn't work. Ty Lue had to tinker some things in the offense.
I get all that.
Hold on, Rob. Who's the second option for Luka? Name his second option.
Tim Hardaway.
No.
Junior.
Stop it. Stop. If we were on the phone, I'd hang up. Stop it. Stop it, Rob.
No, but here's my point, though. I totally get what you're saying. But once you win those first two games, I'm saying to you, you need to close this out. You need to be able to get one win at home, Ryan, if you're that guy. When you start talking about he's Larry Bird and what Larry Bird did when he joined the Celtics and what happened and how that franchise turned around, Luka has played the Clippers twice now, right? And been sent home twice by the Clippers in 6 games last year and 7 games this year. So I'm just saying – he's a phenomenal player. They choked that down. They were up 2-0 after winning 2 games on the road, right? You got to win that, Ryan. No, you got to win that if you're that guy. And everybody's telling me he is. He's the next Larry Bird. Win me one home game. They should have won game 6 at home. No?
Hey, so when Larry Legend was doing his thing, he was just a one-man band.
No, he wasn't, but his first year, can I tell you this?
No,
32-game win improvement from the year that he joined the Celtics to the next year. So they weren't good. No, they weren't good when he got there.
So you're judging him because he just lost to arguably the most talented or second most talented team in the entire NBA.
No, I get that.
He should have won the series when
they're up 2-0 after they win the first two on the road. Ryan, come on. If you can't protect your home court for one, you just need to win one game.
So Rob, if you're telling me, and you agreed earlier that the Clippers are not a well-oiled machine, right? Which means they still could play better, correct? And what happened was the Clippers played better. They found a lineup that worked. Kawhi Leonard was Kawhi Leonard. And they found out how to defend a guy who can shoot the 3-pass, you know, post up, you run pick and roll. Like, they had to find out how to guard Luka Doncic. And if LeBron James went home with not having his second option, you think Luka's supposed to beat the Clippers?
But wait a minute. It's not like Luka had 13 points in Game 7. He had 47. So whatever they did to figure him out, all I'm saying is it wasn't like they shut him down and then they couldn't score because nobody else on the team could.
My point is, Rob, he's had 47 and what about 10 or 15 assists? That's not doing his job? That's a choke job?
No, but a choke that they lost 4 out of 5, including 3 straight at home. I'm just saying, once you take a 2-0 lead, you know how many times that a team has come back from being down 0-2, losing the first 2 games at home in the history of this association? It was coming into this series, it only had happened 4 times where a team came back.
I guess I was one of those teams because we got up with the Clippers. We got up. That, and maybe that's why I'm defensive, Rob. We got up 2-0 on the Memphis Grizzlies.
And choked it down.
Yeah, we lost 4 straight, though, Rob.
We couldn't even mix in a win.
Rob, it happens. Memphis was a better team than us. And in the playoffs, I want you to remember this, Rob, and you know this better than I do, so I don't even know why I'm saying it to you. I'm saying it to the fans because you're on your poo-poo right now. You're on your poo-poo.
I am. I'm poo-pooing everything.
It's a game of adjustments. In the playoffs, you make adjustments. I remember our runs to the Eastern Conference finals in Boston. We were playing against Philadelphia, and you know, one game Lou Williams just starts going off. The next game we trap Lou Williams, it's a different story. Then Jrue Holiday goes off. We had to send a different attention towards him. So there's always changes that you make in a series. Sometimes you stay home. Sometimes you rotate. You know, you clog the lane. And guess what? Dallas just couldn't make those adjustments. And at the end of the day, Rob, you know in your heart, and in those Jordans that you just got, the $200 for yes. Jordans, you know that the Clippers are the better team.
I'm not saying, look, that the Clippers weren't the better team. But I'm saying if you're like that special guy, especially after a situation where you shock the Clippers and you win two road games to start, I'm saying that is your moment. That if he would have shocked them and beaten them, then I would have been like, incredible. Wow.
Hey, Rob.
They were number three. What were they? Three seed? No. Yeah, three, and they were six. That would have been an incredible moment, but that's not what happened. It didn't happen because they lost four out of five and three straight at home. That's not a Larry Bird. I can't give you
Hold on. Let me ask you something to the tune of 31-11-10. 39-7, 44-9-9, a meager 19-6-6, 42-14-8, 29-11-8, 46-14-7, and you tell me Luka underachieved?
Yes, because it's not about numbers. What is it about? I told you, Ryan Hollins, for the 100th time, sports has a short menu. Wins and losses. You can score all the points you want. You could have 47 in game seven. Nobody cares. You didn't get the W. You got to get the W. You got to win to move on. That's what people care about. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. Did Luka and the Mavs choke away the series against the Clippers? And is it time to admit that he's not that guy? Not yet, at least. 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back tomorrow, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. AutoZone has more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. Free next-day delivery is available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today and start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. I know Ryan Hollins thinks I'm Meshuggah, I'm crazy. I think Luka and the Mavericks choked. They were up 2-0 after winning the first two games in Los Angeles and lost four of the next five, including all three at home. Ryan is not buying it. He just thinks that the Clippers were a better team. They made adjustments, and they won. What say you, 877-99 on Fox?
I'm going to take to the phone lines, Rob, because I had enough. I think I did enough talking, man. You got my blood pressure all over the place. I'm only 36. Yo, let's go to my guy, Mark in Virginia. You're on Fox Sports Radio. What you got to say to Rob Parker?
Good evening, everybody. Hope you're
What's
having a
happening?
Good one.
Oh, yes.
A little of this, Rob. I think I signed a contract when you sent me those flip-flops. I got to thank you for those every three calls I get in. So
it's
thanks
all
for
good.
Those flip-flops.
We appreciate you, no doubt.
Secondly, you got a little bend here in your talk. Fortunately, everything's recorded. But I do have to ask this. What's in your coffee tonight, and why aren't you sharing it? Man, this is like Ziggy Stardust from David Bowie in the 70s. But let's just talk. You started out by saying, Luka, he is not the man, okay? And that, of course, is an opinion. And then you kind of curve at the end and say, Luka and they.
No.
Now,
and I'm going to say
Luka. Please let me finish.
I'm going to say Luka. Go ahead.
You said Luka, and at the end, three times in a row, Luka and the team. No, she started out strictly on Luka. What did Luka? I didn't watch the game. I'm sorry, but what was he accountable for in terms of points?
No, but that's not. It's about winning. It ain't about. That's what. That's my point. Is that great players win. It ain't just about stats. It ain't just about numbers. Those are empty if you don't win. And that's the way I look at it. I'm just saying he's got to win that series. If you're going to be compared to Larry Bird, you should be taking that next step. You had them dead to right, and he couldn't finish the job. That's my point.
Rob, like I said, I'm not going to too much talking here. We're going to let the people talk to you. Man, let's go to Will in Carolina. You're here on The Odd Couple, baby. What you got for Rob?
Rob, I mean, I like the show, first-time caller, but I agree with Ryan. It's not Luka's fault. He's dying out there trying to score all these points, 46 points. I got to blame KP making $158 million, and he's giving you 13 points. Like, if he's a $158 million man, you got to demand the ball and help. And then I got to put some of the blame, I hate to do it, but on Rick Carlisle. Like, you got out-coached. You can't let Ty Lue out-coach you. He's a championship coach. Rick Carlisle's a championship coach. Luka's 22 years old, giving you everything he's got. He needs some help. You can't blame Luka.
But my point is, everybody wanted to crown him too quickly. He's Larry Bird. No, Larry Bird didn't just put up numbers. He won. That's my point, is that it's more than numbers.
Luka got to grow. He has to grow. He has to take steps, but you can't expect him to do everything on his own. Nobody's ever done anything on their own.
I'm not saying that, but you need to win when you're up 2-0.
Hey, Rob, you're talking about Larry Bird won in the regular season. Stop it. Stop just saying they won, Rob. Dallas was in the lottery, man, before that. Come on, Rob. I can't believe you, Rob. But anyways, man, let's go to Robbie in San Antonio. Robbie, please help me out, man. You're here on Fox Sports Radio, Robbie.
Oh, man. I'm from San Antonio now. Keep that in mind, all right? I'm first-time caller, too. I love the show, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I love
Appreciate
Ryan.
It.
I'm filling in as well.
Hey, thanks, Robbie.
Man, I'm from San Antonio. Kawhi is the man. The Spurs did wrong. They messed up so bad letting him go and not getting, like, Miles Bridges or getting some sort of young, something, not DeRozan. They messed up so bad letting him get away to
I agree with that. You can't give up a player of that caliber, man. You got to make it work.
They messed up that so bad. So, look, and so that's the point I'm trying to get to, at a bigger point. I mean, Luka's he's allowed to lose to Kawhi Leonard. He lost to Kawhi Leonard, man. Kawhi Leonard's the great. He comes from the ashes of that Spurs dynasty. And Luka's coming from the ashes of the Dirk dynasty. And there's two different dynasties.
But, okay.
All right, he's ordering. Hey, all right, appreciate
it,
the call.
I hear you.
He's ordering right there.
Rob, I mean, this is a tough one, Rob. Are you ready to concede? Because you're bringing up no facts. Because, like I said, Larry Bird didn't do anything in the playoffs as a young guy. Michael Jordan took his time to win. And Luka Doncic is doing his thing. But it's okay, Michael Jordan, he had a triple-double versus the Celtics, but they got swept.
No, I'm not saying that, but Mike won. All I'm saying is Luka has gotten knocked out twice. He's that great. He's got knocked out twice by the Clippers, right? All I'm saying.
Well, Michael Jordan
don't crown these guys until they start winning playoff series.
If you
That's
crown
my
them,
point.
Then crown their ass.
Hey, Michael Jordan got blasted by the Celtics over and over and over again.
They
didn't
are
win.
Who we thought they were.
They are who we thank you, Dennis Green. And Dennis Green is right. If you want to crown their ass, Ryan, crown it.
I mean, not about the hook.
See? Say it again.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
They let them off the hook. They were up 2-0. They won the first two games in L.A. What did they do, Dennis Green?
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
That's true.
Hey, man, I'm done. You know what? I'm done with you. Hold on. Hey, Sean, get my back. Sean in Sacramento, man. You're on the Odd Couple, man.
If you want to crown them, then
my
crown
my uncle
their
from
ass.
Another mother. My brother's behind the board. And the light-skinned mercenary himself back in action.
Hey.
What's up,
Ryan?
Sean, real quick.
Before you go, the Nets have opened up. Is it Rob's 31-point lead going into the fourth? Just annihilate the Bucks.
Man,
30,
and Giannis
sorry,
is a two-time
95,
MVP, right?
95-65.
That's a two-time MVP taking that butt-whooping like that. But anyway, real quick, Rob, man, I have to have Ryan's back, man, because you said that they blow it. This team came in as a lower seed. This team came in with way less expectations, and at the end of the day, Luka couldn't control his playing time. Rick Carlisle sat him down for all that extended time when they were up 19 in Game 3. They could have put the dagger in, but that was bad coaching at its finest right there, man. And you got to remember who they were up against, man. I don't think you could call it blowing it a lead when people were talking about the Clippers having the best roster at the beginning of the season,
but you're
man.
Up two, but, Sean, you're up 2-0. You won two road games to start. Luka has to win you one game in Dallas. That's all I'm – no, if you're that guy, you can't win one road game?
Luka doesn't need to win one road game, man.
Yes.
The team has to win that one road game.
No,
LeBron
sometimes
James
when you're that great.
In L.A., then how is Luka going to do it, man? Jordan couldn't do it by himself. He needed a Scottie, man. He needs that number two.
No, sometimes you need to win a game where it's like you're that guy, and that's all I'm saying. That's the issue that I have is that – he wasn't able to do it. All right. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bum now. I don't want you guys to think I'm
– right. Luka did it for game one and two. He led that entire team in every statistical category, man.
And then
how
they lost four
of
the last five. Okay. I need better if you're going to be compared to Michael Jordan. All right. We'll dive into this deeper and so much more with Kelvin Washington. He joins us next.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're going to talk with Kelvin Washington, of course, host of Spectrum News 1 here in Los Angeles. Of course, did sports talk radio for ESPN. He works for Fox Sports Radio as well. And let's welcome in Kelvin Washington from Spectrum News 1. What's up, Kelvin?
What up, man? I appreciate you making it sound like I have more jobs than you, which is not true.
I know. Nobody, I don't know. Like, I'm always adding something to the pot. You know me, as much as
man,
I can.
Man, you are, now that I think about it, you are the radio, the media Cordell Stewart. You're Slash. Just Rob Parker is TV / radio / salesman / barbershop owner / the most frugal man I've ever met in my life, all that.
There you go. You already know. Wait till you see what I got for this week on What's My Beef. And it's about traveling and saving money. So I got that coming up. But let's start right here. Can you believe this score and what Brooklyn has done to Milwaukee?
You know what? So I was on Fox Sports Radio with Bucky Brooks on, what was it, Saturday. And, you know, we were talking. I said, man, I think Brooklyn is the team to probably win it. But I like the Bucks in game one. Wrong. And I like the Bucks to make it a tough series. Wrong. I think the reality is this. We have to address it. And we address it once a year. We address it at certain times. And it just continues to be that theme that comes up. You cannot depend on Giannis when it becomes a tough playoff series. And it's sad to see because what we're witnessing is the difference between a regular season MVP, guys who can do certain things when it's just a random Tuesday night against, you know, the Orlando Magic or whatever. But when I can sit down, focus, study, and really clamp down on you, now who are you? And one of the things I'll steal from Kenny Smith, he says, the regular season, you make your name. The playoffs, you make your fame. And a lot of guys don't get that all-the-way fame that they could have because they get exposed. And I think another year of him getting exposed, and not to mention, and I don't want to put it all on him because the fact of the matter is they're going up against a Brooklyn team that two of the three guys have won championships, right? This isn't a bunch of guys just coming together who are good. They know what it takes. Durant's got a couple. Kyrie has won but went to multiple finals. And even James Harden has been to a final. So you're getting a group of guys who are not just young and talented coming together. You're getting a group of guys who have been there, hunger for more, and really trying to get James Harden his first one. So they're do. They're scary. Have we ever seen a threesome? Well, Rob, maybe in Vegas, but have we ever seen
I had to go to the ATM. That's all I know. I didn't have enough singles.
Let that one digest. Kelvin, man, I like this, man. The tables are turned. I'm doing the interview, and you're doing the analyst work. Kelvin, I appreciate it, brother. But let me ask you this, Kelvin. A certain former teammate of mine was playing in Detroit. They said he had no knees, he had zero dunks, he was finished, and they had no idea what he was going to bring to the Brooklyn Nets, talking about none other than Blake Griffin. How impressed are you with Blake Griffin and his defense on Giannis Antetokounmpo? Has he reinvigorated himself as a NBA player?
I'm so glad you asked that. What's up, big fella? My dog, Rye House.
Yes,
check
sir.
This out. Let me tell you something. Rob Parker, who you all know from his /20 jobs. Well, let me tell you where one of the jobs that really got his name out there was. That was from being in Detroit all these years. And Rob Parker can vouch still having business in Detroit. Blake Griffin is not welcome back in the D. For those who don't know, I am from Metro Detroit area. I still got a condo in Detroit. That's still home. That's where my mama is. Let me tell you something. That man cannot come on I-94. He can't come on the Lodge, Rob Parker. I'm telling you, he is getting his buffs for both. For those who don't know, there's a Cartier glasses. The ones are called buffs. Everybody in Detroit, all the real OGs, everybody, the real dudes wear buffs. Blake Griffin is getting his buff snacks when he come back to Detroit. I'm telling you. Matter of fact, Andre Drummond can come back before Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin played the Pistons like he was hurt, hobbled, couldn't do anything. Now he's out here jumping over kids again. What is going on? Help me understand.
You know what? He looks great. And I don't know what it is. You're 100% right. He looks great, rejuvenated. He's brought the energy. He's knocking down threes. He's diving for loose balls. It's incredible. Let's switch over to the Philadelphia series. Philadelphia and Atlanta. I mean, you would have thought Embiid, with where the score was, wasn't playing, and yet he had 39, and they still take an L in game one. Have the Hawks, shifted this? Because everybody was saying, well, if Embiid plays, Philly's going to win. He played. He played real well, and they still lost at home. What did you make of that game one?
You know who Atlanta reminds me of? Atlanta reminds me of an Eastern Conference version, and not exactly stylistically, but I think you understand what I mean, of the Phoenix Suns, where you keep wanting to write them off. Oh, they did this, this. Well, that was the regular season. Oh, well, yeah, they beat the Lakers, everybody's injured. But it's like, when you really look at it, you're like, man, they actually fit. The pieces fit. They play well together. And I look at this Hawks team, and I'm like, man, let me tell you something. They got a dude who Trae Young, who is competitive. He doesn't mind being a villain. He's not shying away from the moment. He's probably been doubted his whole life because he's 4'2". And he is bringing it, and they got the perfect pieces. They got a coach who was written off in Nate McMillan. And I like what they're bringing. I would still pick Philly for the series, especially if Embiid is at least going to be what we saw the other night and maybe hopefully better as far as health. I still pick Philly. But I like that the Hawks, they're like, wait, we're here. You got Bogdanovich, he ain't scared of nobody. And they got this perfect wing. So they have a really great team built around their superstar. Everybody clear space. And then I got two high flyers in Collins and Capella, who can, once he penetrates, that's an alley-oop. So they're comprised and set up perfectly for their star. And I think we're starting to see where that matters, right? You can have Damian Lillard, but if you don't have the perfect pieces, then you're going to be one and done in the playoffs for the last 6-7 years, you know, and obviously they made it to the Western Conference, but you get my point. These are the perfect pieces to fit in Atlanta.
Hey, Kelvin.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Rob. Kelvin, am I absolutely ridiculously crazy and absurd if I tell you that the Clippers are by far the best team in the Western Conference right now?
Yes, because you said by far. How you said the best, I said, okay, well, you know what? Yeah, because Kawhi Leonard. Listen, Kawhi Leonard is a case study on, you know, man, if you could just give me any kind of personality, you could be a mega star. I know he's like, hey,
he's
I'm winning games.
Laugh.
He does have to laugh.
Come on, that is a classic laugh. That is
man. Just... No. That. Listen, my wife is, you know, she's beat down, you know, because of sports. It's always on, blah blah blah. But then she can turn it off and not ignore it. But whenever that comes up or a commercial, they replay it on TV or something. She has to fall out rolling on that. That is just a classic moment. But I think the Clippers They have the best player in the Western Conference right now still. And yes, Jokic is the MVP, but Kawhi Leonard is still the best player. They maybe have this best second player as well in Paul George. But I don't know, man. Jokic is inspiring his team, and not to mention he's just a problem, right? He gets people in foul troubles. You double team him, he passes out. So he's a problem there. Again, look, man, Phoenix, I'm telling you, Phoenix looks like they got bodies. Devin Booker is tired of being called, you know, little light-skinned dude. He wants to show how tough he is. Chris Paul loves breaking people's shoulders and ankles. Cameron Payne, he only wants to be in pain, whether it's a black eye. I mean, that I'm telling you, Phoenix is going to be a hard out. Remember I said that for anybody.
So who do you have in that series, though? You picking Phoenix over Denver?
Hold up. Hold on. Slow down, Rob. Let's slow your roll, Rob. Let a brother marinate some more. You know what's funny? I'm actually going to pick Phoenix because Devin Booker, and I think he's on like a Mamba tribute tour right now. He keeps bringing up Kobe, even in the house Kobe built. He's in Staples Center lighting the Lakers up. I like what Phoenix does. I like the leadership Chris Paul brings. Now, the problem is it's our annual, or at least every few years, Chris Paul could have went to the Western Conference Finals or the Finals, but his hamstring went out. And this year, it's his shoulder. So we're approaching that moment where what could have been. But for this series, I do like Phoenix.
All right. We appreciate you. Kelvin Washington.
Kelvin.
From Spectrum One, also Fox Sports Radio. And we'll check back with him. He knows his basketball. We love having you on. Thanks, Kelvin.
Hey, Rob, you'll be happy to know, man. You know, I've been doing some pre and post game for the Dodgers.
You know, I've been watching. You know, I watch the Dodgers every night. Can I get on the set with you? You know, I mean, I'm salivating. I know. I see you doing it.
Listen, man, we like to stay on time with our breaks and everything, get to the commercials on point. You have us all, we'd be all out of whack if you got on the show. Plus, you know what I mean? Listen, the Dodgers are very forward, progressive company.
Oh, I
right?
know. They don't want me on the set. But, no, you're doing a great job. I love it. I love it.
No, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I learned from you, man. OG, for sure. And Big Howls, man, I got to get you back on the show, too, man. I love you fellas, man. And
thanks,
Rob,
bud.
Out here getting his dad on, too. I'll talk to y'all.
All right.
Great job, Kelvin.
No doubt. Kelvin Washington. All right, the Julio Jones hype train has gone off the rails. We'll explain that next. It's the Odd Couple with Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Lemon Pepper Parlay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. On a Magic City Monday. Yes, Big Daddy. No doubt Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. CB will be back tomorrow on the program, so make sure you check us out. We'll be in full effect. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Ryan, I got to call out some basketball fans, and I don't know if they were just hating or whatnot, but right now the score is 123-74 Brooklyn. All the stars are out of the game. The Nets are playing their reserves. They're knocking down shots. It's ridiculous. But I do want to say this. When that trade for Harden, and Harden obviously not playing, I remember people calling up here saying, the Nets aren't going to win anything. They don't play defense. There's only one ball. They can't win. You got to play defense to win. Where are those people now? I dare you to call here tomorrow and give me that same spiel. Me and Chris, we shouted y'all down. What are you talking about? Ryan, you played in this league for 10 years. The Nets can't win? Where'd they get that? Harden's not even playing.
Rob, the one thing you can't substitute is having guys that can win their one-on-one matchups. Guys that can break you down and make plays. The Nets have three of them. Defense is an afterthought. I will sign defense in free agency. I'll sign defense in the buyout market. Heck, I'll trade for defense if I have to. LaMarcus Aldridge retire? No problem, LaMarcus. You still get a ring, my man.
Imagine if he was still on this team.
Yeah, he's not even here. But guess what? He gets a ring. He gets a ring, so he gets the cheer for the Nets. He was a part of the team. He was on the roster. He gets a ring, but ultimately, you can't substitute guys who can put the ball in the basket, and the Nets have it. And right now, I think you got to give a lot of credit to, because I'm watching something new from Kevin Durant. I'm watching something new from Kyrie Irving, even without James Harden. You got to give credit to Steve Nash and D'Antoni. They are sharing the basketball. They're playing together. Kevin Durant can score anytime he touches it, but he is sharing it and moving it, and Blake Griffin is playing career basketball. But, I mean, those are the biggest questions, right? How will these guys play together? How will they defend? And they've answered the call, Rob.
No doubt. It is 123-80 with less than 3 minutes to go. All right, the other big story in the NFL, Ryan, was Julio Jones was traded from Atlanta to Tennessee, and people are Julio Jones is a great receiver. We all know that. He's had a Hall of Fame career in Atlanta and whatnot. But I don't see him moving the needle in Tennessee where they run the football. Derrick Henry, have you heard of him? Hello? Like, they run the football. So I'm not so sure. Rob G, jump in here real quick. And did you think that moved the needle for Tennessee?
I did until we started talking off the air and you broke down to me why it wouldn't. And you brought up a great point. They are a run-first team. That's what makes them successful. And
it
goes back to Cleveland. You know, when they got Odell Beckham Jr., they said, hey, him and Jarvis Landry and Njoku as a tight end, they're going to be explosive.
But what did they go back to?
But
they run the football
seen now
with Chubb,
that
right?
They are at their best when they just pound you into oblivion running the football. And those flashy wide receivers don't really mean as much when you're running the ball 70% of the time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. I'm a little surprised by it, but it'll be interesting. I know people have got all worked up about it. Whenever you see a big name change teams, you know, I get that part. But to me, it just didn't make sense. Ryan or Rob G, it just, like, it doesn't fit with what they're doing. And I know they got a name. I don't think they moved at all. Like, oh, wow, Tennessee's going to the Super Bowl now. They got that stud Hall of Fame receiver.
Rob, so you mean to tell me if everything boils down and you got to put eight in the box and Julio's one-on-one, even though he's lost a bit of a step, that doesn't worry you schematically?
No, because when they're at their best – it's still about running the football. It's ball control. Tannehill doesn't make a lot of mistakes because you're not having him throw the ball 50 times a game. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why it works. It's because you're not throwing the ball all over the yard. You're not throwing a lot of picks because you're running the ball. You're limiting at the amount of time that your opponent can have the football. Do you see what I'm saying, Ryan?
So Atlanta, when Atlanta made that Super Bowl run, Rob, it wasn't this prolific passing game from Matt Ryan.
He's won an MVP.
You know, hold on. The run game stood out for them.
Yeah,
Freeman and Coleman were a dynamic duo. So you're telling me like Julio can't play in the play action game?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it was a weird move for me. It didn't seem like that put them over the top. I mean, okay, maybe I might be wrong.
I'm not gonna dethrone Mahomes, Rob.
I saw that in Cleveland. I just didn't understand when they went to go. It was like, give me an extra scoop of vanilla ice cream.
No, the problem.
You know what I mean?
Cleveland,
like I got one big one. Give me another one.
Hey, Rob, I think the problem in Cleveland, I want to know what you feel. I feel like they doubled down on Baker Mayfield. And I think the difference is the Titans are not doubling down on Ryan Tannehill. They're saying, let's do what we've been doing
right. And
make the game simple and just play, count the box. All right, seven in the box, we're going to run. Eight in the box, we're going to pass. I think that's what we're going to see from the Titans.
All right. Hey, Ryan Hollins, great job, my man. We appreciate you filling in on the Odd Couple. Thank you. Yep, Chris Broussard is back tomorrow. Make sure you are, too. Stick and stay to Fox Sports Radio.